HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So audio products like Apple's AirPods Pro or Samsung's Galaxy Buds have a tricky spot in a market like India. They're expensive, which means that they take on the best audio companies out there. Yes, I'm thinking Bose, I'm thinking Sony, I'm thinking anything that you can think of, Audio Technica, all of those core audio names. And then there are also the more affordable versions, which are literally just a stone's throw away. There you have brands like Boat and Noise and all of those. Now, granted, Apple has never really made products that were quote-unquote meant for India. But the company's AirPods Pro may actually be the right fit for premium true wireless earbuds buyers in India. And I'll explain why. It's been 3 years since the first AirPods Pro were launched. And with the second gen, Apple is making some not so big changes, but actually some meaningful changes. It has the new H2 chip, which runs things inside the AirPods. There are some new touch controls and an altogether better audio experience. Although it's not all that better. And yes, a Sony 1000XM4 or a Bose QuietComfort will still top this in terms of audio experience. Which probably makes you wonder why everybody is raving about this. And the reason for that is the H2 chip and the noise cancellation that it provides. Now for the AirPods, the H2 chip is basically the brain. It handles most of the processing that these earbuds need to do. One of them being the active noise cancellation. Active noise cancellation is basically when a headphone has circuitry which is designed to cut out noise. So the AirPods essentially understand what is noise and what is music or what is a podcast, and they cut out the noise accordingly. That's of course an oversimplification, but that's essentially how we understand it at times. Now while the first gen AirPods Pro did have good noise cancellation, the second gen are just much better. I kid you not, most earbuds do active noise cancellation, but they still don't really work out in traffic or, say, very high noises or like a very shrill noise next to you. But the second gen AirPods Pro are different. You don't have to play music to cut out the noise with this one. In most sort of indoor conditions, say in your office or in your house, just putting on the AirPods Pro and turning on noise cancellation is enough to cut out most noises. And I've checked this even in my house. I can barely listen to the TV if I have noise cancellation on. And that is saying a lot. And to a large extent, it even helps with street noise. In fact, in my usage, I've actually sat in cars where I'm talking on a call on an AirPods Pro with the noise cancellation on. And I've never heard anybody complain about my voice. Which also is a comment on the AirPods mics. Again, they're not the best out there, but they do work. And after all of this, the AirPods Pro also have something called the transparency mode, which is quite common in ANC headphones today. What these do is they take environmental noise and they flow them through the headphones so that you can also hear other things while you listen to music or listen to a podcast or whatever else you want. It's a very useful feature for cyclists and runners and all, and on Apple's AirPods Pro, it's quite natural, which is another reason why a lot of people will like it. Now, here's the catch. Are AirPods Pro the best noise cancellation earbuds out there? They definitely are not. Sony's 1000XM4 are very good at this. Bose's QuietComfort series is also very good at this. And while I haven't compared them side by side, they might actually be much better. Samsung's Galaxy Buds are also quite good at this. But as far as the best noise cancellation earbuds go, the AirPods Pro are definitely up there. And given that it's been 3 years since the first version, if you were looking to upgrade to a new AirPods Pro, you do get something new in this. And after all that comes the audio quality. While noise suppression is definitely the highlight, the AirPods Pro isn't really a slouch in terms of audio fidelity either. it's very good with instrument separation, it's very good with highs, it's very good with bass. It's not the best when it comes to mids, and this is actually an area where, say, a Sony or a Bose will outperform the AirPods Pro very easily. But as a pure music listening device, AirPods Pro are not bad either. For example, in Mark Knopfler's Sailing to Philadelphia, the instrument separation is really, really great, and a lot of headphones do not do that right. I have tried songs by rock bands like Imagine Dragons, I have tried country songs like Don Edwards' Coyotes, and pretty much all of them sound the way they should. Even if they are not 100% accurate, they do just fine, and actually much better than just fine. Now, noise cancellation and audio fidelity are, of course, the most important features. But when it comes to earbuds, the gesture controls are very important too. Because at the end of the day, the whole point of these devices is to not touch your phone. On Apple's AirPods Pro, you have these sort of seamless mechanisms where you lightly press the stem to play or pause music, you long press to switch between ANC and transparency modes. You can also slide your finger up and down the stem to turn the volume up and down. And it all works really, really well. Apple has also made some slight changes to the case. This time the case makes sounds, so it will make a slight sound if the AirPods are on low battery, it will make a sound when you put it on charge, and so on. And even more importantly, the case now has Apple's new U1 chip inside it. This is the ultra-wideband chip which allows Apple's devices to find each other. These are the same things that they use on their AirTags. So essentially, you can use the Find My app on your phone and it'll pinpoint where the AirPods are if they're lost. That's not just a GPS location. So if you're home, the Find My app will show you that the AirPods are somewhere at home, but you can point your phone here and there to see exactly where it is, which just makes it easier to find it when you lose a set of AirPods under your sofa. The U1 chip is sort of the icing on the cake. Of course, the catch here is that what you're finding is the case. So if you lose the AirPods Pro without the case, you'll be able to find the case, but you won't be able to find the actual AirPods. And all of that really brings us down to whether you should buy them. And that's where the problem sort of comes. It's an Apple device at the end of the day, so it's extremely expensive. It costs almost 30,000 rupees, and it becomes slightly difficult to justify buying them given that Sony and Bose are both selling their best devices at around 20,000, and you're saving almost 10,000 bucks on those devices. Having said that, if you are an Apple user and you want the entire seamlessness of Apple devices, then yeah, the AirPods Pro would be a great option for you. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.